Welcome to Blog Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. So you showing love.
All right, y'all, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Mad Dad's in the house. So we want to say big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, Omaha, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Excited to be here. We got callers that are going to be calling in. Got my producer here. She is helping out. How you doing, ma'am, this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. We got topics. She's going to be calling our guests and making sure they call in so they can get on top of this. I do have another guest in the house. You want to come in and introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tananya Hurd.
And what we're talking about today, Tananya, we're talking about violence in our community. We realize that we have a serious problem with violence in our community, not just Minneapolis, but all over the country. And if you look at other countries, they don't have babies aren't getting shot, teens aren't getting killed, schools aren't getting shot up. Violence is at an all-time high. And what do you think, as a mother and as a community member, what do you think our big problem is?
As a mother and community member, I think that the biggest problem in our community is that we are not involved with each other. We do not communicate with each other like we used to. Back in the day, everyone in the community knew each other. We knew each other's names. We knew each other's children's names. We knew what was going on. And there's a big disconnect with that here today, I think.
Well, I think you have absolutely right. There's a big disconnect with our community and with communication, because parents aren't the same anymore. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to go come back to you. We've got a caller on the line, and we're going to find out who we've got on the line. 707, we're going to check in. How you doing? Thank you, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? All the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Glad to have you on. She was just talking about that one of the problems is that we don't communicate in a community like we used to. You know, the neighbors don't connect anymore. You don't even know who your neighbors are. And what do you think some of the problems are with crime in our community and violence?
Some of the crimes, well, it's not some of the crimes, all of the crimes. We can't do nothing but blame it on ourselves. The old saying, if you see things, you tell it. The new generation calls it snitching. You know, and I look at it as not snitching, it's helping a community. We have to help our children by teaching them and talking to them and telling them and explaining to them the understanding of telling. If you see a kid fall in a lake, you guys are going to leave the kid in the lake. It ain't going to tell the parents that your child done fell in a lake, and you go home and have a normal day, and the child is deceased. That's what's happening in the community today. You know, they're not telling. The little girl just got shot in the leg, the foot, over in Minneapolis. Someone knows what happened to that baby, and it needs to be told. It's consequences. If we don't
Absolutely.
Come together as a unit and discuss on growth and how we can do it as a unit and take and make a start, we're not going to grow. It's going to continue to, you know, be destroyed, the community.
We're gonna come back to you, Mrs. Champion. Thank you so much for being on. Now, listen to what she said. If we don't come together as a community, that's going to be a serious problem. And what is the problem? Why can't we come together, in your thoughts, as a mother just like her that has lost lost a son, lost a husband, lost people to gun violence and other things. What is our problem? Why can't we come together?
Well, I've lost two children, actually, and I think one of the biggest issues and why we can't come together is because we as a people are all for ourselves. It's me, 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 me. It's not our. So I think we are concerned more so about ourselves than about the community in general. And it takes a village. It truly takes a village to raise a child. So that's my feeling on that, is that we are just in our own spaces and we need to be in a common space.
And we've seen other people do that. And even when we are fighting against police brutality, we've seen all the races come together for that.
Absolutely.
But when we have a vigil for our family or when we do something in the community, it seems like it's hard to get people to show up.
It's hard to get people to show up. And one of the biggest things that I've seen with our community is that we actually, not only do we not support each other, we kind of down each other.
Put each other down.
Yes.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dads all across the country. That call-in number is 347-215-9262. We're going back to Las Vegas, Nevada, and just have a little more discussion from one of our mothers that has lost a loved one, and we believe that, the women have a lot of the solutions for our community. As we talk about unity, what is that problem again? Why? And so we're going to ask, once again, Las Vegas, Nevada, what is the problem? Why can't we unite? Why is everybody else united? Why can't we?
Because we put ourselves in categories. We put ourselves in categories. God made, he made the human race. He made the human race. And we have taken upon ourselves to shade it up with different colors. You know, I'm darker, you're lighter, you're Korean, you're Mexican, and we put ourselves high and low. As the young mother was saying, it takes a village to raise children. As she started talking, she started talking about our village and how our village is not sticking together. Today, we have to change hate. People hate people and start speaking in the atmosphere. Love people, love people. We're going to start spreading love all over the nation. Our village is destroying our children. Our village is destroying our elders. Our village is destroying the village. So now we have to come together and find out how we can start building our village. Because if I speak a little different, Minnesota is steady being built up. It's steady, if you look downtown, look at all those beautiful buildings. It's steady being built up. But our village is dying. It's dying. Bullets coming through walls. People dying in parks. They're finding bodies on railroad tracks. Our village is being destroyed. And see, all of this is being known. Somebody know who did something. Everybody has to be accountable for their actions. And it's only one race. We talk about the black race. The human race. Let's start dealing with the human race out here.
Well, you know, I think that you ran up on something that I think is very critical and that we need to be thinking about, and that is that the human race is out of order, and they're having problems right now with trying to function in a normal capacity, and that's something that we got to deal with. I'm going to put you on a brief hold simply because I'm going to ask our other guests a question about that, because you brought up some very, very critical things. When she talked about the village, the village is dying. You know, I've noticed that organizations that are ran by African American leaders are having a hard time.
We are.
The Urban League, you know, you name them. You just keep naming them, and they're not getting the support and that they need or deserve. But NAACP, and on. You can go on and on of organizations that are led by African-American leaders, but we seem to have a surplus for organizations that are led by other leaders. And I can probably name the people that are African-American that made a donation or contribution to this organization. Mm-hmm. And as we look around, people, most of us have our hands out, but they're not willing to give a helping hand.
Absolutely.
So back in the days, the village took care of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that the NAACP and the Urban League in the days, we brought memberships. I have an NAACP membership, and I did it on purpose. I don't make the meetings, but I should. So what do you think also happened to this village that's done?
Oh, unfortunately, what's happened with the village, as we all know, is the drug epidemic with the parents. As a start, you know, that's been that's made a huge impact in our community, where we have children that are now, you know, they're on the streets. They don't know what to do. They're going home, seeing all types of things, and there's, again, no one to talk to. There's no one. They don't know the neighbor next door to be able to get positive influence from them. They don't know the people down the street. They don't know who to look to as our community leaders. So I think that is a huge problem, is that, you know, we don't parent the same. And that doesn't go for all of us, but a lot of parents do not parent how we used to parent, and that was hands-on.
Well, there should be an uproar in what's going on with our babies getting shot. There should be an uproar in what's going on. And I think you mentioned something before. I'll go back to Las Vegas. You mentioned something before about downtown Minneapolis, how everybody's in an uproar about downtown. But we have other needs all across the community that we need to be in uproar too. Didn't he mention that before?
Did I mention, you're saying I mentioned what now?
That we're in an uproar about what's going on downtown, but we've got all kinds of issues going around North, South Minneapolis, Brooklyn Park, and Brooklyn Center that we should be in an uproar about too.
Yes, I mentioned that, but you know what? It's so much help out here. It's really so much help out here. It's so many resources. And, BJ, you can actually give, if someone call in right now for needing help on anything, counseling, you're a counselor. You know, you're a pastor. You can go on, and it's resources. The thing is, the children have flipped the script, okay? They done flipped the script to where they are parenting the parents. Their parents have to look. And when it's allowed in a community, they don't want to hear anything because they know. They know. And when they feel that they know, that's when they take leadership on to do what they need to do. And a disobedient child shortened their day. And that's where the parents come back in. If we don't do nothing else, we have to pray over our children that are lost in this world. Because we do have children that just don't have, that just can't get no help, that just can't get to no resources. We have those children.
We do have those children.
We have to stand in the gap.
Absolutely right. We have to stand in the gap. We have to, you know, a lot of people discount the power of love. And the reason why so many of our children are acting the way they act, they're not receiving love at home, they're not receiving love in the school, and they're not receiving love on the street. And those are places that, when you think about it, us that are older, those were all the places we received love. We would go out in the streets, and grandma, whoever was out at the store, the corner store, would say, "You okay today? How's mama doing? How's Ray Ray and them doing?" Everybody was showing you love everywhere you went. Now you have little girls with headphones in their ears mean mugging you just to get to school. And when I asked the young lady, "Why you look like that?" she says, "It keeps those men off of me because I'm just trying to get to school. And if I just smile, then they think I'm a flirt. I just want to get to school, so I got to look mean all the way to school." What happened? That's what I'm talking about. We got pedophiles. We got all these folks out in the community that are hurting and damaging our community. So therefore, the love is gone. If we put the love back in, then we begin to embrace our community, bring that back. You want to respond to that?
I am totally in agreement with that. We all have to get back involved in some type of way, even if it's just speaking to each other. Like you said, there's so much that we don't do that we used to do. We're struggling. Our community is struggling.
Well, we want to say thank you to everybody on Facebook. We've got Marie Jordan on here. Barbara, thank you. Nathan, everybody. Hope. Everybody, thank you very much for being on it, because we're going to be here for about 30 minutes. Damien, how you doing? Guy Bowling, thank you for being on. All of us, if you want to call in, you got questions or comments, call in. The number is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. I'll post it on it, too, so you can get it, too. You know, let's talk a little bit about grief and trauma and how it hurts so much. I'm going to go to Las Vegas and let her talk about how do we help all these grieving people get through this. What can we do to help these children that are grieving, to help these families that are grieving? How can we help them? Las Vegas.
In order to help the children, in order to help ourselves, we all have to come on the same accord, as I've said before, and to break the anger chain, to break the envy chain, to break the hateful chain. We have to break all of that, that hateful chain. When we break that hateful chain, we will start making progress. It ain't no "I step before you," because you thought of this before me. I'm going to overdo you because I'm going to run with it. This is how our community is working, okay? It can't work like that if we don't break those hatred chains and come together. Number one, I don't dislike you, brother. Number two, I want to love you, sister. I don't care how long your hair is. I don't care how bad your figure is or what kind of house you're living in. I want to love you. I don't care if you got big old diamonds on your hands. I want to love you. See, this is how corrupted our community is. They don't like titles. They won't let you get ahead if you get a title. That this is our community, and the children have seen this. So they see us clowning and fighting. Guess what? This is how they get down. You know, you want some smoke? I give you some smoke. It's like we're living in the Wild Wild West days, not the gun smoke days, but the Wild Wild West days. Everything is out of order. Children is walking around with guns like it's okay. Like it's okay. See, at one time it was hard to get guns. Now everybody got guns. And it's okay. And it's parents that know that their children have guns. We got to do better. And we sit up and talk about how much we know. I know so many educated dummies in the state of Minnesota. So many. And they're
right
on the
floor. No, go ahead.
I said, and they are on the front line. A lot of educated dummies. Okay, and that's for a paycheck. and they're not educating. They're not giving the community what the community needs.
The community definitely needs help. That's a great point that you gave. I'm going to come right back to you. What do you think about what she had to say?
I totally agree with that. And I think in the area of grief and trauma, I think we tend to shut down. And that's part of the disconnect in the community is when we deal with something, now we choose to shut down and deal with it alone. And instead of coming toward the community and leaning on the community, a lot of us don't even know who can support us in this community through our grief and through our trauma, but we shut down. And I think that's a huge issue with us, with our grief and trauma. Instead of coming together to support, we lock our doors, we stay in the house, we do everything but come together and say, how can we change this?
You're live in the studios of Minneapolis National Headquarters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The call-in number is 347-215-9262. We've got about 8 minutes and 43 seconds left, and we're going to be on the show. We have two guests with us, Mr. Champion, and then we also have Mrs. Hurd. Two women that have lost loved ones to violence and are dealing with grief and trauma and dealing with it in a big way. What can we say to the other mothers that some of these mothers aren't coming out, they're not communicating? What can we say to empower them and strengthen them? I'll go to you first, and then I'll go to Las Vegas after that.
What I would say is look for someone in your community. For example, Mad Dads is here. I know that everyone thinks that Mad Dads, it's all men. Here I am. Hi, I'm a woman. I want to support. It's not about just men. It's not about just one. It's not about just this one person. It's about us as a community. So that would be my advice, is to look for a community leader. Mad Dads is here. There are so many resources that, if you don't know where, look for a green shirt. Look out for a green shirt. You'll find your resource. You can find a resource.
That's right. And there's other organizations that are working
as
out
well.
There. And, we just want to say there's many other people that are doing this work, and you just have to connect with them and get involved with them. And so that's good insight. Let's hear from Las Vegas and find out some things that you want to give advice to.
Losing a child is something that no parent would want to, could even imagine. It's a silent pain that we walk around with as we live. It's a silent pain. Like the sister said, it's help out here. It's plenty of help out here. Even if we feel like we don't want to go and into these places, we have the Salvation Army, we have Pilot City, we have Urban League. Make our senators come and do his job. Make the mayor do his job. Make the governor do his job. Start sending letters. Start sending emails. Make these people get up and do their job. And instead of us criticizing what we assume that they're doing, we don't know what they're doing if we don't come out of our cocoon.
That's so true.
That's very true. We had some people on Facebook that had some comments. I'm going to read that. Marie Jordan said, what you're saying is right. They're saying amen. Hope said, we have to stop running from our community and run to our community. Hope also said, we don't know who we are. So how can we know the community? We have the no snitching parents, want to be their kids' friends, and are not involved. We should, and we need more people like myself out there. And These are some great comments, and you know, she's repeating some of the things that you said, is that we, in the white neighborhoods, let's be honest, if somebody hurts a baby, if somebody shoots a baby, if somebody robs somebody or kicks in their door, they tell. They tell, and they don't mind telling, and they'll get on TV and say, he lives right across the street. We got to do something. But as soon as we do something, we got folks calling us snitches and talking about they're going to hurt us and breaking in our cars and breaking windows and doing all kind of crazy stuff simply because we want to protect our community. And not only that, but then when you go to jail, when you go to jail as a criminal, you start snitching yourself, but you want to do the same. You get mad as a citizen that wants to protect their family and community, but you will snitch on your former gang members. You want to respond to that in Las Vegas, Mama Trees?
Like I sit up and say, grown folks do what grown folks want to do. And as for snitching, let's take that community code out, okay? It ain't snitching. It's telling what they want to tell when they want to tell it. That's what they doing. It ain't no such thing as snitching. I'm going to tell it to clear my butt out of this situation, and that's that. But it's code, and that's what they use, that snitching code. That snitching code will get you killed. See, we have to know our fight. We have to know our fight. Nowadays, death is amusing to folks. Oh yeah, so and so just died, and it goes down as a chain reaction. It goes to this person, that person. Facebook is everybody know that so and so done died. RIP, and they put wings on the pictures, and oh, that's just amusing. Back in the day, and here it goes, back in the day, families used to come together and get at a house. They bring cakes and food and get all the little kids and explain to them why Auntie so-and-so will not be appearing because she's gone. She's gone.
Absolutely.
So the house used to get silent. It used to be card playing. It used to be love, even the ones that just fought the other day. They loving on each other. See, we have to stop thinking backwards and start thinking ahead. Start thinking ahead. We have to get this, and it's all about our community. It's not just about our community. It's about where what we do become an example to where it can go on and it can get out of our community. This love thing can be spread. I could be on a Greyhound bus and I can take something that I have and give to folks on that Greyhound bus. It's not just about our community.
Mama Teresa, I'm going to come right back to you. I'm going to come right back to you now. I got another caller. You just hold that thought right there. I got another caller. I've been waiting about 2 minutes. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So glad to have you on. We're talking about crime and violence in our community. 7535, how you doing?
I'm finding yourself.
Great, great. You want to give us some comments, some things that you think that we can do better in our community?
Well, my first one is not only is the children, you know, out wilding out and everything like that, but it's these parents, too. When did we stop? When I got in trouble, the whole neighborhood, if I got in trouble down the block, the neighbor knew it, the across the street neighbor knew it, and then it got to my mama to where everybody on the block disciplined me when I got to it. Then I had to deal with my mom because that we were a strong community. When did we stop letting us be like family, even if we weren't by blood? When did we stop doing that? And now it's okay if these kids are not at home at a certain hour. It's okay if these kids turn off their location on their phone. I'm just so sick of it because I have a 19-year-old that's always going to be my baby, but I'm still going to know where he's at midnight. I'm still going to make sure he's in the house. I'm still going to make sure my kids are covered. When did we stop covering our children? to where now they become young adults and they see that we don't care. We stop caring. We stop loving each other. We stop understanding each other to where we're enemies with our own neighbors, where we can go in the house, in and out the house for a year straight and won't say anything to their neighbors. Some people don't even know what their neighbors look like because they don't want to come out the house or they just don't choose to know their neighbors. We got to start going back to where you know your neighbor, you understand, your neighbor knows your children, they know where they're at. We just got to start grasping on to our kids and these neighbors and these communities, because a community, I can say I'm a community in my own home. So, and this a long time ago, it takes a village. Our villages are breaking up into small gangs. Where it's better than this person.
Well, thank you for being on Blog Talk. Can you give us your name, please? What's your name?
I'm Hope doing the most.
That's my daughter, right?
All right.
Glad to have you on, Hope. Hope, I want you to let me just say this, Hope, about you, that you're a serious fighter. You're fighting a lot physically, mentally, and as a parent. How many kids do you have?
I have 6 amazing children and 2 foster kids.
I'm super proud of you. You were recently in the hospital. You made it out. And then you went to Chicago and performed spoken word. And took a group with you, correct?
Yes. And not only that, get in contact with your health. A lot of African-American men and women are scared to get checked up. I am a survivor of a muscle disease that only African-American men get that is killing me right now, but I overcome it. Every time I go to the doctor, I always beat it. So get in contact with your health. If you're 1 year old or 99 years old, get in contact, because that's what's killing us too.
Hope with the most. Next time I'll have you call in next week, and we want you to do some of that spoken word for us, okay?
All right.
Okay. That's Hope with the most. Final words and final thoughts. Let's hear from you, then we'll hear from Las Vegas. We'll talk to Mama Trice with a final word and final thought about crime and violence in our community. I'll go to you, and I'll go to her. Go ahead.
My final word is, like I said, find a community leader. You can find in yourself that you're a community leader. Align yourself with someone. Align yourself if it's just with your neighbor, if it's just with someone in your building, someone on your block. Let's start realigning ourselves with each other. Let's start getting to know each other again. That would be a small step in the right direction.
Man, I love it. We're right to Ms. Champion. Yes, ma'am, your final thoughts.
Hope said it for me. I'm just amazed with what came out of her mouth about the village and the small little groups that they're forming. I loved all of it. You know what? If we keep standing, we will keep growing. We have to be the get-up people, and we have to be the go-to people, where people come to get the resources and the word that they need. And just know, one of the things in the Bible, God said, love thy neighbor. Those are words for me to live by.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Mad Dads in the house.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me, what was I to do? All I said was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love.